This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, in little known facts about this country's transportation infrastructure, naps, snoozes, and how they will be no more at CSX. When he took over this spring, the new CEO of the railroad company got rid of a 20 or so year practice that allowed crews to nap under certain circumstances. Getting rid of those naps, the company says, will improve efficiency and reduce delays. Marketplace's Andy Baxter reports that naps are a real, actual topic of discussion in various transportation industries.
Freight trains can get hung up for several reasons. Many of the freight lines in the U.S. are single track, according to Larry Gross, a consultant with FTR Transportation Intelligence.
So when you have trains that are traveling in opposite directions, one of the trains needs to pull into a short section of double track, which is known as a passing siding, to allow the opposing train to pass.
That could take an hour or more, or a train could get delayed due to track maintenance. For many engineers and conductors in the industry, that's a time to catch 40 winks. Union Pacific Railroad even has nap rooms. But as CSX tries to make operations more efficient and reduce train delays, it says naps are now off the table. Rail consultant Jim Blaze thinks the move is unwise.
You are putting economics before safety.
The National Transportation Safety Board says fatigue played a role in about 20% of nearly 200 investigations between 2001 and 2012. But there's a big debate about napping in rail, aviation, and trucking. Ian Savage is an expert in the economics of transportation at Northwestern University.
Some of the issues that come up in all these forms of transportation are, first of all, are you allowed to nap at your workplace or do you have to go somewhere else to nap?
And if it's not the right length, will the nap help? CSX says safety has not suffered since naps were banned in April under its new CEO, Hunter Harrison. Canadian Pacific, which Harrison used to run, also bans snoozing on the job. That company says it's up to employees to come to work rested. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.